It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Ladies and gentlemen, happy Friday. The weekend is here. It is 6:08, and your time check is brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. No, I never do. If I was rich, I'd retire. That's a lie. I love my job, but I would cut back to 3 days a week just to torture people of how great I have it.
Wow.
Greg's like, yeah.
Yeah, thanks
I
a
would
lot.
Definitely feel tortured.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Good morning, Greg.
Good morning. It's Friday. That's awesome.
My name is Bob. Thank you for being with us. Thanks for hanging out with us. Don't forget the Bob Rose Show podcast. You never have to miss any of it, and you shouldn't. And you can do so easy now with technology. Yep, go to wherever you normally download your podcast. Click subscribe. No charge, because we love you.
Chilly out there this morning.
Because if we were charging, I wouldn't see a dime of it anyway. So there!
There's that.
You think you call it chilly? I walked
I like
out
it,
the
though.
Door,
I like
and
it.
I didn't feel much different. It felt a tad bit drier, but not necessarily cooler. Of course, you know, I live in the Keys, so I might have been having a more of a, you know, a balmy breeze there in the Keys.
Those aren't the same Keys, Bob. Nice try.
Keystone.
Yeah. Close anyway. Enough. Yeah.
Yeah, so you definitely felt
yeah.
it.
And like, bright moon. Bright moon out there, too.
Well, I did wear clothes today. So
yes, you did.
That are you wearing shorts?
Yeah, so that makes a difference.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
You like my pants? You didn't say anything
Look
about
at you in long pants.
Yeah, but it's that cool, like,
oh,
material,
yeah.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, he has to get the stretchy material these days.
Wow, thank you.
why are you wearing pants today, Bob? Where are you going?
I just, I looked at the calendar, sort of like I have to, because if you keep wearing shorts, it makes wearing shorts less special.
I can get that. You know, it's funny, I just kind of joking to you about wearing, like, regular clothes today, because we've been in radio our whole lives, and you know where this is going to go in just a second. When you go to work that day, and, like, your midday jock or your evening guy comes in, or evening guy you wouldn't see, and they're dressed a little nicer than mm-hmm. usual.
Yeah.
Which means they've got an interview somewhere that day. You know, it's like, oh, okay.
That's what we used to say. We'd go, funeral, interview.
Uh-huh.
We know it's not a wedding.
Uh-huh.
Or whose rear end are you trying to kiss? Because sometimes somebody would get a heads up
oh, yeah.
that a corporate muckety-muck yes. was going to be cruising through.
Uh-huh.
And you're like, but they never tell anybody else.
Yeah.
So they look like, wow, there's, wow, he's looking sharp. That's a good attaboy, you know?
Uh-huh. Or if they're smart enough, they go, oh, so you're the kiss-up around the studio here. Okay.
Yeah, unlike me, I was in the kitchen, and this was a rock station I worked at, right? Rock and roll,
uh-huh.
you know?
Right.
And I've got these jeans on, and they probably were pretty expensive, you
right.
know? They were the cool jeans at the time,
sure.
whatever. And the owner
ooh.
Looks at me up and down, which if I was a woman, I'd have a lawsuit, but he looks at me up and down, and he goes, you work for me?
Wow.
Oh, yes, sir. Yes, sir. Hey, I'm Bob Rose. Nice to meet you.
Uh-huh.
He just kind of looked at me. Give me one of those. Yeah. And walked away.
This was like the WKRP suits versus the dungarees
yeah.
episode.
Yep. Apparently, no. he had a corporate no jeans rule. It's like,
whoops.
Sorry, pal. I'm not a salesman. I'm not interacting with the public. And if I were, this is my uniform, brother. I represent rock and roll. I'm going to have blue jeans on. I'm going to have a t-shirt on. But am I clean? Is my hair clean? Does everything look good? Heck yeah!
And if you told him that, that would have been a great uniform for your next job.
I would have got fired, probably. Yeah. He would take you to like Ruth's Chris for dinner and then fire you in front of several of co-employees.
No.
That's how he did it, man.
Wow, talk about your Last Supper.
I never had to experience that. In fact, when I was in the hospital with a major facial injuries because of a softball accident, he was very, very good to me.
Really?
Yes.
Nice.
Despite, you never know.
Despite your jeans and t-shirt.
You never, yeah. Because I was wearing a hospital gown. Maybe that's why I felt bad. Mm. All right, good morning. It is Friday. The Gators are playing tomorrow. LSU, 3:30 in the Swamp. Yes, LSU is a favorite. Hopefully, you know, we'll, hey, you never know. You never know. Got to hold out hope. The Eagles won last night, Thursday night. Football, 26-18 over the Commanders. Sorry, I'll never get used to
that's
that.
That's wrong.
That team from Washington. How about that?
Yeah.
So anyway, that's the dealio on that. And you also want to know, I know you do, about any kind of tropical weather that's going on. Even though it is smack dab in the middle of November, there's still some action going on. Sarah. How many songs are there about Sarah?
Oh, a lot.
Yeah.
Sarah Smile.
Yep.
Yep.
Just won't you smile a while for me? Anyway, Tropical Storm Sarah, here's your latest. Thanks to our friends at Radiant Credit Union, we have this update. Let me see here. 45 mile an hour, maximum sustained winds, and the old millibars, you know, that central pressure measurement is 999. So whenever it dips below 1,000, it usually means, man, it is going to blow up. It's going to get stronger. And it's moving west at 9 miles an hour, so it's not moving all that fast.
Hmm.
And so, again, the deal is Tuesday morning it's going to be on the other side of the Yucatan Peninsula. And from there, we'll have a much better idea whether it's going to be a threat to Florida or, you know, the south. Eastern or western United States, or just turns left and goes into Mexico. So we'll stay on top of it. But I guess my thing here is don't worry about it over the weekend. Have a good weekend. Chill. And then touch base with us back again on Monday and Tuesday, and we'll be all over it because that's how we roll. That's what we do. Trump and his great picks. I got to tell you, I think the RFK Jr. is an awesome pick.
Oh, yeah.
I just, that's a can't miss. So he is going to be the head of Health and Human Services. I don't know why, but in the back of my mind, I thought maybe Ben Carson would be over HHS, and then RFK Jr. would kind of work under him.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why in my mind to have, you know, a medical doctor at the top, which you don't have to, but I felt like that would kind of aid RFK Jr. in getting stuff done because already people are coming out of the woodwork saying, yeah, well, we're all going to die if RFK Jr. has his way, which is absurd. And even there was a thing in the New York Post, like an op-ed piece about him. And let me see if I can pull it up quick enough. I want to share some of this with you. In the meantime, what we really want to talk about is the big fight tonight. Is it tonight?
Yes, it is.
Mike Tyson, Jake Paul?
Yeah.
Wow.
They were doing the weigh-in. Tyson slapped him.
Man. They're hyping it up.
They are.
That goes with the territory.
Absolutely.
Of course, when I'm looking for this thing, I tell you what, I'll find this thing on RFK Jr., and I will share it with you next. This is interesting. This is one of those picks that I think is going to be a great pick. And I'll explain why coming up. 6:16, happy Friday. The Bob Rose Show, along with Greg Cassidy, is a rolling 97.3 The Sky.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Good morning and welcome. It is 6:21, time check, brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. Yeah, tonight, Tyson, Jake Paul, the big fight. And the Gators taking on LSU tomorrow in the Swamp, 3:30. Yeah, Trump's picks coming under some scrutiny. I'll dig into that. Also, who's going to be filling in doing what? President-elect Donald Trump's nomination of Senator Marco Rubio, Secretary of State, I think was a fantastic move. I think it makes a lot of sense. I think this guy really understands foreign policy very well. And I think he goes along with the kind of the Reagan-Trump, peace through strength, things like that.
Yeah.
Now, this is going to force Governor DeSantis back into the spotlight, which is not necessarily a bad thing, but he's got to name Rubio's Senate successor. And here's where I'm still trying to grasp this. My understanding is that DeSantis would appoint somebody. They would take the position. They would be a placeholder, so to speak. Then there would be a special election in 2026. But wait, there's more.
Okay.
Then they would have another election in 2028. The reason for that is because 2028 is when Marco Rubio's his 6-year term would have expired.
Gotcha.
So DeSantis picks somebody. Then they run in a special election in 26, and then there's another race again in 2028.
It's a lot of racing.
I don't make up the process here. And I guess if I have this right, the House, you can appoint somebody and no big deal because they only do 2-year terms. That's gotcha. The idea behind it as it's not as critical. And there's a whole bunch of them, like a million of them.
A million.
And there's only 100 senators.
He's rounding up.
Yeah, a little bit. All right. So that is obviously it's going to be critical. You want to appoint somebody who is going to be well-suited and well-liked and get support when the actual special election occurs.
Mm-hmm.
You got to look at the long term. This is not where you help a buddy out. This is where you want to find somebody's rock solid. Now, the person that Governor DeSantis thinks will fit that role, will that come out of some of the DeSantis people? Will it be like an Ashley Moody? Could it be our friend, the Ag Commissioner, Milton Simpson? These are good, qualified people, certainly capable.
Yeah.
And then you've got to fill those positions.
Oh,
so,
my goodness.
Yeah, it's going to be a work in progress. We talked about borders, a lot about borders. We have for years. Unlike the mainstream media, it's like, borders,
they ignored it for two years. Yeah.
Fentanyl deaths? That's sad.
Yeah.
We didn't do any investigative reporting. Where's all this fentanyl coming from? No, we can't really do that because we know it's coming from the border, and we know Biden opened the border, and, well, we don't want to make Biden look bad, you know?
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty much it in a nutshell. So let's talk about the Canadian border for just a second. U.S. President-elect Donald Trump's border czar says there's an extreme national security vulnerability along the Canadian-U.S. border that he plans to deal with the moment the new administration takes power. We're talking about Tom Homan. He was named Sunday as the official in charge of all U.S. border issues. He said in an interview that he expects there will be tough conversations with Ottawa, Canada's capital, about the situation along the Canada-U.S. border. It's a big old border.
Yeah,
by the way, it makes the southern border look like, you know, piece of cake.
Mm-hmm.
So, it is vast, vast, well, vast.
And that's the big mistake. We hear politicians and sometimes press talk about southern border. Yeah, it's not the only one, people. People come in from other places.
He said the problem with the northern border is a huge national security issue. He told this to a television station that's actually located in Watertown, New York. Now, they're only, I think, like 30-ish miles from eastern Ontario.
Hey.
They're not far at all.
Yeah.
And what I found interesting, too, is I just finished watching this, like, I think it's like six-part miniseries, Escape from Dannemora. And if you're not familiar with that, it's a Netflix thing, but it was real life. It happened. These two guys got away with the help of a woman that worked in prison.
Right.
Yeah, you remember that a few years ago?
Right.
And what? The extreme measures they went to escape. So that's a interesting part of the story. And then the fact that they could be on the loose for, you know, several weeks. And I don't want to give everything away in case you want to see it. And you might have forgotten a lot of it, you know, since that news cycle passed a few years back. But it is interesting because part of it was, you know, trying to get to Canada, which wasn't that far away.
Mm-hmm.
And that whole area, a lot of it up there, you think, well, with New York, you know, borders Canada, I mean, you know, that's New York. Well, yeah, it's New York State. There's nothing up there.
Yeah.
I mean, it is rural, very rural area and very wooded, et cetera. So anyway, this is just another area where we're going to have to protect the border, and we're going to have to take stringent and strong measures. Look, this is not about being mean to different people. This is about national security. Tom Homan certainly has his work cut out for him.
Big time.
Yep. Pentagon working hard, scrub brushes and all that. Oh, wait, no, they're not actually cleaning the floors or anything, but they're cleaning up. I'll explain. Coming up on the Bob Rose Show, along with Greg Cassidy, happy, happy Friday, 97.3 The Sky. Really? Wow. We're moving right along.
Yeah.
Rise and shine, pump it up. It is 6:37. It's the Bob Rose Show, along with Greg Cassidy, and it is Friday. Hey, a page out of the Hillary Clinton playbook. The Pentagon scrambling, looking for dish towels and bleach bit and trying to clean things up a little bit there.
Well, they tidying up for the next administration or what?
Yeah, well, yes, in a way they are. They're not actually scrubbing the floors. They're trying to scrub all the DEI that they allowed and forced to infect every area of the military. Which, not to make the military better, because it doesn't.
No.
Just so they could get the little star and say, look at us. We're doing the, wouldn't even call it political correctness. We're doing things that the really fringe lefties try to push on us.
Uh-huh.
The Pentagon is in absolute disarray. And generals are scrambling due to the incoming Trump administration's plans to fire woke senior military leaders who prioritized diversity, equity, and inclusion over combat readiness. Yeah, it's weird because it's the military. So you kind of have to have people that, you know, that it's focused on the combat. Now, that being said, general rules or something along the lines of for every combat soldier, you need about 12 people supporting that soldier in various ways. That makes sense.
Yep.
So But the most important, what's the most critical thing? That you're combat ready. Now, that means the folks who are engaged in combat directly, they've got to be ready. But then all the support staff has to be really good at what they do. It is critically important, all levels of it. But instead, they prioritized diversity. You know? How many daggone white boys are we going to have driving trucks?
Yeah.
Now, I want to see somebody that's a different color and a different gender, and I don't care, pick one. Well, there's a lot of them now. Yeah, I don't care. Spin the wheel.
Yeah.
Spin the wheel of genders. It's absurd. It's ridiculous. It doesn't make sense. You want to win? You want to win? You got to have the best. You got to train with the best. You got to work with the best. You got to support the best. That's how it works. It's called warfare. But no, diversity, equity, and inclusion are more important. One source compared it to a hornet's nest being kicked over, and that DIA pages are starting to disappear off the main websites. They're being archived as we speak. They're full bore focused on cleaning up anything DEI related. Another source said people are trying to find out if they are on a list to be cut. They're in panic mode. The scramble to hide evidence comes as President-elect Donald Trump's transition team has begun gathering names of senior officers who pushed DEI. That's another case where you have to stand strong against what you know is wrong. You have to do it. Easier said than done, right? Your job's on the line.
Mm-hmm.
That's not an easy, you know, bridge to cross. But you're in the military. You signed up to fight. Now, you thought you'd be fighting, you know, foreign enemies. You didn't know you'd have to be fighting some hierarchy, a bunch of politicians. You didn't know that. But you are. Now, we're going to get back on track. But, yeah, I think some heads should roll. There's going to be some people that were caught following orders. That's where it gets tough, too. I was just following orders. Right? So what are you supposed to do? But the higher ups, the higher they are up on the chain of command, the more responsibility they bear. And those are going to be some heads that need to roll. Military's not like a toy to play with. Hey, let's do some social experimentation, and we'll use our military to do it. No.
It's not the place.
No, absolutely not the place. Okay, so they're cleaning up the DEI, as they should. They're trying to cover up the evidence.
As if too we late.
Yeah.
Don't know that it was there,
right,
or something.
Oh, yeah. I don't see. Yeah, in all the protocols, it's not in there. You must be. No. Mm-mm. All right, so those that need to get gone, I think they're going to get going, or they'll be helped to get going.
Well, it'd be nice.
President-elect Donald Trump on Thursday nominated Robert F. Kennedy to lead Health and Human Services. He said, "I'm thrilled to announce Robert F. Kennedy Jr., United States Secretary of Health and Human Services. For too long, Americans have been crushed by the industrial food complex and drug companies who have engaged in deception, misinformation, and disinformation when it comes to public health." Let that soak in for a minute. That's absolutely true.
Mm-hmm.
I just think it is awesome that we have an incoming president that, when he says make America great, he is talking about making Americans great. Our health is in peril. I mean, we have the highest obesity rate in the world.
Yeah.
But yet we have some of the highest average incomes. It doesn't make sense. We don't have a food shortage. We have a shortage of quality food. We got way too much garbage, and then the garbage they put in the garbage. So good. Good. We've got the status quo wasn't working. I guess that's my point.
Uh-huh.
The status quo wasn't working. And so there's an op-ed piece in the New York Post, the editorial board. The overriding rule of medicine is, first, do no harm. That's true. Do you think forcing and mandating vaccines on people, is that do no harm? Is that do no harm? Did it harm some? Oh, I know.
Oh.
But it probably saved more lives. Really? I mean, do we have the really good empirical data that proves that? And who collected the data? The people all entrenched in the money game. You know?
Yeah.
Big pharma, big hospitals, all that. Okay? And here's my point. If we're already the fattest, nastiest people on the planet, you know, with all kinds of maladies.
Oh, man. Yeah.
The status quo is not working. The status quo is doing harm. So the New York Post and others who are going to take all kinds of pot shots at Robert F. Kennedy. Look, this guy, he's not going to, you know, go unfettered to do anything he wants. He's not going to turn everything upside down. But he is definitely going to bring to light issues that have been simmering just under the surface for a long time,
mm-hmm.
especially when it comes to, like, food ingredients, food additives, these food dyes, where there is direct correlation to your health. Yeah, I think it's a fantastic pick, and maybe the more you hear some of the people squealing and screaming about it, that makes it an even better. Now you're sure it was the right pick.
Yeah.
We'll talk more about that and so much more coming up. It's Friday. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here, and you're listening to 97.3 The Sky. Good morning. Happy Friday. Yeah, the weekend. 6:50, 10 minutes till 7 o'clock. Greg Cassidy is here. Morning, Greg.
Good morning.
You're going to be watching a big fight tonight,
yeah.
Huh? Tyson, Jake Paul.
Yep, and I think we're all in agreement. Tyson comes out early, hits hard, he wins.
Yeah.
So.
And look, it's, you know, this is, what a smart move to pull Tyson back in, or for him to want to do it, because that's going to bring some people that haven't paid that much attention really to boxing that much, you know? And I think a lot more people were watching kind of the MMA stuff, and that took on a life of its own. But back to the old school boxing. So this could be beneficial for, you know, as a sport. Although long-term as a sport, you know, punching people as hard as you can in the head may not be all that smart. Who was it that, you know, it was Howard Cosell, do you remember back in the day? And he was buddies with, like, Muhammad Ali, sort of. I mean, they had this great relationship. And, I mean, at some point, Howard Cosell just said, I don't want to do boxing anymore. Can't stand to watch it. Can't stand. He could see that there was long-lasting damage being done. And this was decades before anybody ever heard of something called CTE. All right. I want to catch you up in case you're just tuning in. Welcome and good morning. We do have some tropical weather that we're going to keep an eye on. Okay. Thanks to Radiant Credit Union. We've got tropical weather updates for you. And it is now. She has a name. Good morning, Sarah. Please stay away. Tropical storm Sarah has formed. 45-mile-an-hour sustained winds. The movement is west at approximately 9 miles an hour. It is headed most likely over the Yucatan Peninsula, going over land mass. Hopefully will help to break it up a little bit. But once it gets on the other side, it is very, very warm water. And then we'll probably strengthen, and we'll have a better idea of in which direction it plans on going, because the spaghetti models have it going all over the place, including possibly the Florida West Coast. So we'll stay on top of it, but I can tell you this. It's not going to cross the Yucatan and be on the other side till very early Tuesday morning. So when we're on the air Tuesday morning, when we give you that, you know, first update a little bit after 6 a.m., you're going to have, you know, a much better picture. And then, of course, on Wednesday. So for this weekend, skies are blue, baby. Enjoy the weather. Don't fret. Don't start watching the Weather Channel and Jim Cantore and where he's going. You don't have to follow his flight plan. Not yet, anyway. But if it develops further, well, whatever happens, regardless, we're going to let you know. So, and we appreciate that you utilize us for just one of the many services we try to provide. All right, back to the Robert F. Kennedy thing, if I can. RFK Jr., Health and Human Services, he's going to be the director, secretary, I guess. And I think it's a great move. The New York Post disagrees with me. And they said, although when they interviewed him, he was still a candidate running, you know, as a Democrat. So they hadn't specifically talked to him and until recently. This is the Post editorial board, New York Post. They said the overriding rule of medicine, first do no harm. They think that having Robert F. Kennedy head up Health and Human Services breaks this rule. And he says, we sat down with him back in May of 23, and he said he's an independent thinker who sees through a lot of bull, an incisive critic of some of Biden's worst policies, who saw that the Democratic Party lost its way most acutely in reaction to Donald Trump's first election. So they agree with a lot of the things and insights that he shared with them at that time. And they also go on to say, but the insights we were impressed with had nothing to do with health. When it came to that topic, they say, his views were a head-scratching spaghetti of what we can only call, ready,
yeah,
warped conspiracy theories, and not just on vaccines.
Mm.
Quickly have to stop them there. Conspiracy theorists
yeah,
are outscoring the so-called people from government, so-called telling us to. I'm not even going to use it.
Don't use the T word. No, no. Opinion.
But yeah, conspiracy theories, a lot of them aren't just theories anymore. A lot of them.
And we threw the foil hats away a long time ago because, hey.
Trump said, they're spying on me. He's crazy. He's paranoid. Uh-huh. He's out of his mind.
Except
they were spying on him.
Just a little detail.
So they go on to say, neocons are responsible for America's policy ills. Pesticides, cell phones, ultrasound could be driving an upswing in Tourette syndrome and peanut allergies. Okay, this is the Post saying what RFK Jr. is talking about. He told us with full conviction that all America's chronic health problems began in 1 year in the 1980s when a dozen bad things happened. Convincing the gullible, conspiracy-hungry crowd on Twitter, but not the rest of us. In fact, we came out thinking, he's nuts on a lot of fronts. And even when he makes fair points as a critic, it's hard to see how he's the guy to lead HHS and its staff of 83,000 to practical solutions. Well, you know what? If you've got a herd, okay, that I'll refer a herd of 83,000,
okay,
you task them with working on some of these so-called conspiracy theories. You get them working on these things. You prove or disprove. If they're working like that instead of saying, here's the government line, follow this direction, they're not of much help. But yeah, if you utilize the intelligence and the abilities of 83,000 people that already clearly have a desire related to health and human services, with given with proper direction and tasks, you can produce an outcome that will benefit the American people. But if everybody says, oh, no, he's just a little, you know, a little too far, a little too far.
Mm-hmm.
No, that's what we need, because so many things are labeled extremism. Oh, yeah. If you voted for Trump,
oh, yeah,
you're an extremist.
Right.
Heck, I mean, if you showed up for a school board meeting or something, looking out for your kids and the curriculum, you're a domestic terrorist.
It's amazing.
Who's extreme? The parent that shows up and voices their opinion, or the people labeling you? Think about that. So, yeah, look, RFK, I think he's going to be a great pick. We need to get to the bottom of some of this stuff that is killing us, hurting us, and making us fatter than pigs. A lot more coming up on the show. 97.3 The Sky. Happy Friday.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.